Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves is reminding Vincentians that the hospital was overflowing with COVID-19 hospitalizations at one point. Dr. Gonsalves said some individuals continue to treat COVID-19 as if it is a joke.
Between September 2021 and February 2022, is 94 Vincentians died, you know. People taking it as though it's a joke. 12 in September last year, 44 in October, 6 in November, 9 in December, 11 in January 2022, 12 in February 2022. In that period alone, 94 of the 115 persons died. The hospital was overflowing. You had to put out people who are sick, who are other diseases, other ailments. We had to spend millions of dollars for a facility out at Argyle. Now the issue of tests is not really the issue to be looking at. It's the issue of hospitalization and deaths. And because the epidemiological situation has changed and they gave the reasons why, then you amend the requirements.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves. Regionally, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Barbados since the outbreak now stands at 98,277. In Trinidad and Tobago, the total number of deaths from COVID-19 since the onset of the pandemic is 4,080. Internationally, the World Health Organization Chief Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says even though it is extremely essential to learn to live with COVID-19, it is not practical to live with 15,000 deaths a week, further hinting that COVID-19 cases are likely to rise again. He said learning to live with COVID-19 does not mean persons should pretend it is not there. It means that persons should continue to use the necessary protocols to protect themselves. Meanwhile, Indonesia's President Joko Widodo said the country has successfully controlled the COVID-19 pandemic while growing its economy. The Indonesian leader also said that the Southeast Asian nation has managed to exercise global leadership amid geopolitical tensions. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.